Would you introduce yourselves, please?
You go.
Okay. I'm Emily Ibarra. I'm the bass player in Polyplastic.
I'm Charlie Ellis in Polyplastic. I sing and play guitar begrudgingly.
That's true.
You know, that's less right here. So the word begrudgingly, I couldn't even spell it. So let's see. We got your Wesleyan College. We got you playing shows in different bands. We got your South By, which we'll get to because you ran into each other. We've got you moving to LA. You've been doing this since 2015. Yeah. See, we're done now.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we've covered it all. It's all over now, right? But that's what you get on the internet. Where are you both from originally?
Here. Like, I grew up in the valley.
You did not grow up in my house.
I did. You didn't know that?
Yeah,
that wasn't in
the
your...
The vibe is I grew
I
up
thought
in
you
house.
Googled the history of the house. I grew up right in this room.
I knew there was something weird about... Again, that knocking that my partner Debbie and I hear late at night.
Yeah, it's me.
We think it's Velvet the cat who's hiding from you.
It's my thing.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, Los Feliz.
Actually, you, down the street.
Kind of close.
I grew up in the valley. Hotter there.
Where in the valley?
In Woodland Hills.
Yeah, that is.
I basically applied to college having no idea what I wanted or what I wanted to study or if I wanted to study. I was like playing in bands in LA.
Watch, I'm going to hit you. And you studied visual art.
I did, yeah. Well, architecture.
Which is the perfect place. It's either that or like I'm studying psychology.
Everything in undergrad education is both useful and applicable and also completely useless, which is how I feel about a lot of what I did in school.
But you guys got your degrees.
Yeah, of course.
Successfully.
Well, you say, of course, come on. You can't be in a band and actually admit that.
No, we'll happily admit that. One time we took a photo where we were smiling and someone commented that if you're in a band that's at all punk leaning, you can't be smiling. So I just...
Stop smiling,
yeah, we
Charlie,
have a degree Jesus. And we smile.
What the hell is wrong with you? Okay,
which could be more punk.
Yeah, maybe.
So you get your degree in Wesleyan. You met there. You were in various bands. How much later was it that you were at South by Southwest and you ran into each other and said, "Oh, wait a minute! You're the guys who were in. You're the guys in."
It was a little more. We knew each other a little better than that. But I just told Charlie recently that I found him very intimidating in college. He's just like a really cool, unattainable friend. And I've since found out that that's not.
Did you
at
find
all.
Her unattainable?
Total dork. I mean, I don't know. I
want some
he didn't think
here.
About it.
I did think about it. I feel like we had weird interactions in college every so often.
I don't even remember.
Where
that.
It was just like, we're Hello. Cool, but we're also like, I don't know.
Okay,
know
wait. Come on. We need to. Wait, you don't remember it.
I
you
remember.
Need to you need to define
a
weird interaction.
I was not a memorable person.
That is not true. I definitely remember you from college because our whole world of friends was very small in college.
Yeah, it's true.
Emily threw a really big party in college called Sparkle.
Sure did. Sparkle Party. Oh,
Sparkle
yeah.
Party. It had an offensive name. And our two, with our other friend, and we, that is an extremely memorable night that I was covered in glitter at the end of.
I was a bit of a wild child.
I was living in Philadelphia at the time. So we ran into each other there and had that moment, which was fun and also wild. And then I went back to Philly and Emily went back to LA.
Yeah, I was already back in LA.
But how do you have that moment? All kidding aside.
Oh,
were you
sorry.
Like,
that I don't
were
even
you
remember.
Were you like at a show or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. No, we were at a showcase.
I don't think it was totally random though. I think we had a mutual friend whom someone mentioned to me that you were there. It was in the middle of this, woman's showcase who makes extremely soft music, and Charlie's friend who is also a musician but was just there hanging out was so belligerent that he got us all kicked out of the showcase during this like folk woman set. And so that was our first moment back together.
Yeah, we definitely can't share any names.
I'm not going to.
So how was Laura Marling? No, I'm just kidding. How did you decide it was a band versus a duo or a burrito?
I don't think we even decided it was a band then.
Because you say you do call it a band, but when fans, humans, whatever we want to call them, see two, quote, attractive people, fashionably dressed, doing stuff, all sorts of assumptions.
Oh, fair enough.
Immediately start to happen, but being a band of two people.
I have an answer for this.
Yeah.
Because we when we perform live, it's not just the two of us. It relies.
I'm gonna get there. Yes.
Yeah. It relies on our a third member named Dylan Bostick, who also produces for us, and he's in some ways like a silent member, and so. And has been involved also since the beginning.
And is he you're behind the Mac guy running the stems behind and all of front. That? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he plays on stage with us. And we also, I think that also for me at least, I think the both of us though have always played in bands. So every project that I work on, no matter how many people are in it, I always imagine it as a band. Because taking the step into duo or like artist or whatever, I just, you know, I never have wanted to.
Well, and you're polyplastic, so you're a band.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, sure. I mean, when we first started playing,
but I like
together,
the yeah, sure is in. Why does it even matter?
I just, people love to harp on like duo and comparisons and all that, and I find that so boring. Not in you asking me, in people doing it.
No,
so
I
we're
agree.
More just like we re-met, Charlie played me a bunch of his music, which I thought was incredible. I had always been the lead singer and writer in the bands I had been in before, and I was really excited to kind of switch or take more of a backseat in the writing process, and I was just so obsessed with his music. I got really inspired by it, and then things just evolved. Like our friend Dylan, who's the person he was talking about, moved back from LA, maybe like, or to, sorry, to from LA. New York,
yeah.
4 or 6 months after we had been when playing together. And we recorded, I don't remember if it was the actual recording, but we recorded a demo at least of our first song in his house. And he ended up having a bunch of really great production notes, and I think he actually ended up playing some guitar parts and stuff.
What did you say to each other in terms of, okay, we're gonna do this, we're gonna write some songs? What did you actually say to each other, do you remember, that led to the first songs that then down the line led to Why We're Here, whatever that is?
I mean, I think the first songs were Cherry Nails and Hot Day. I think that the demos existed, and me and Emily talked about it, and Emily was
so you had the demos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had rough demos of a bunch of songs.
So you
that
already
I had worked on.
So basically you were willing, watch, I'm putting words in your mouth.
You're correct so far.
You were willing to go with what he had.
Absolutely.
You thought it was cool.
Well, we had this initial conversation, right? And then we ended up meeting at his house and listening to the demos. I really loved the way he demoed also.
I had no idea what I was doing.
They're great though. I would love to re-listen to them.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, the intention was sort of to play the music he had written. It wasn't, I understood that and I was interested in that.
And I think that what Emily brought to it too was like, we're doing, like, this is happening now. Like,
yeah.
Here we go. You've started it and I'm involved and now we're doing
yeah,
it.
I remember,
and there was
I mean,
never
I,
like
you had to be pushed a little bit.
Totally.
And it was, I think it was good timing on both of our parts.
And do you think you now have it figured out what this is?
I think so. I think we're on the precipice of it, or this moment is sort of the start of
I'm really excited about the new record, and I think we figured out the new record. I think that we also are continuously, a conversation that we're having is trying to keep open
evolving
what Polyplastic
yeah.
is. I think that that's really important, because like we don't listen to, the influences are not just the 80s for us. Like we don't, it's only this one time period. I listen to reggaeton all the time. That's a huge influence for me. So like thinking about the band as something that can always change and have this flexibility is like kind of the most important thing for me in terms of moving forward. So in some ways we figured it out, and in some ways we're purposefully not figuring it out.
Yeah.
So that we don't feel like we have to do one thing.
So we got your post-punk, we got your industrial, we got your new wave, we got your new punk wave punky new industrial. And then we've got that word.
Here comes. I know it.
You know the word, and I'm gonna turn this way from the
away
microphone.
From
I don't think you need to.
So I know it, so I don't pop my pee. Yeah. But I just said the word.
I thought you meant out of shame.
Right? No.
Yeah, you said it.
No. there's two kinds of pop in my world. There's a big section of the Partridge Family there, right? Nice. There in those 45s.
Yeah.
And the Osmonds.
Yeah.
And you know what? They've all had great songs.
Yeah.
Because whether they wrote them or not is not as relevant as the fact that there is no way in the world you're going to hear "I Think I Love You," right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to diss it. You're not going to. You can't, because it's indelible. Then there's all the people we know that represent pop these days. That was a long, long non-question to say. If we're sitting next to each other at a coffee shop or a bar, and I say to you, "What is this?" And you're not allowed to say, "Well, it's kind of new wave meets goth meets this meets that." Mm-hmm. What would you tell me,
Charlie?
It's about songwriting, which it historically for me, making music has not been about that. It's been genre focused. Like, I like sounds and they fall into genres.
Sure.
This band is about songwriting. Mm-hmm. And it's also about, you know, making a visual and oral world that fit together to be its own special thing.
You have spent a lot of time not only in the craft of the music, but the craft. And now I've met the two of you, and it's fun and interesting for me, because people are going to be like, "What are they like?" Because
a great time.
There's this whole persona and look and feel. And of course, the monsters.
The monsters are important.
Monsters, they're going to evolve into more physical presence in LA soon, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's talking about the darkness.
Oh, are you going to do that thing where, like, you know, like there were pigs all over the city and suddenly the monsters are going to be in different places?
Can't reveal our secrets.
There's been a lot of ideas that hopefully all of them come to fruition, because they're all hilarious.
Yep.
Okay. Danger zone.
Yeah.
Making sure people pay attention to the music,
yeah,
while you're doing the art.
100%.
Yeah, I wouldn't describe us as performative or super over-performy in general, but the visual component to our work is really important. And I think a huge part of what's made us stick in people's minds. But yeah, it's not like a crutch.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich.
Okay.
And what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs by others in between.